This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. She is going to be the gatekeeper in the Trump White House.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Susie Wiles as his White House chief of staff. Wiles was Trump's campaign manager and is widely credited within and outside Trump's inner circle for running a disciplined and well-executed campaign. Wiles is a longtime Florida-based Republican strategist who ran Trump's campaigns in Florida in 2016 and 2020. Before that, she ran Rick Scott's 2010 campaign for Florida governor. Wiles will be the first ever female chief of staff in U.S. history. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Violence after a soccer match in Amsterdam. Attackers targeted Israeli fans, say authorities. Several people hospitalized, dozens arrested. Dutch leaders say this was anti-Semitism. It's not clear how it started. Video showed Israeli fans chanting anti-Arab slogans in the streets before the game. Back here in this country, some black men, women, and young people have been getting racist text messages referencing slavery. The AP's Norman Hall.
The messages were reported in states including New York, Alabama, California, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. The messages were alarming to some recipients. Nimrod Chapel heads the Missouri NAACP.
The only motivation that I can determine is that it is to instill a fear and horror.
The FBI says it's in touch with the Justice Department about the messages, and the Federal Communications Commission says it also is investigating.
A big bang, and then the engine failed on a passenger plane taking off from Sydney, Australia this morning. Qantas says the aircraft circled before making a safe emergency landing. No injuries reported. Britain's Prince William describes the past year as brutal, as his wife and father were treated for cancer. This is AP News. Now to that destructive wildfire in Southern California. The AP's Donna Warder.
Firefighters in Ventura County, California are hoping fierce wind gusts will ease this morning as they battle a wildfire that's grown to at least 32 square miles, has destroyed a minimum 132 structures, and is only about 5% contained. At a news conference carried by KABC, County Fire Department spokesman Andy Van Sciver says some 10 teams have been going around assessing the damage.
Their process is to go through and identify all the houses and all the conditions that they may be in, that it could be undamaged, damaged, or destroyed.
County Sheriff James Fryhoff says there have been some injuries.
On the injuries, we've had 10 confirmed injuries from the fire, most of which were smoke inhalation and otherwise non-life-threatening.
Some 10,000 people remain under evacuation orders. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.